How's life? Is it all good and easy and comfortable and everything happens exactly the way you plan and expect? Probably not. Probably not. Probably it had a lot of ups and downs, and you might have had a lot of broken heart wounds, expectation going wrong, planning going totally astray, opposite the way that you wanted. Life brings things to you that you totally unwelcome or unexpect. A lot of struggles, pain, sufferings. In a way, that's more likely life for most of us, right? And that's probably why we want more peace, more comfort. And when the moment comes that your life is somewhat easy, things are going well, you just want the way to be that way forever. And yet, does it last forever? No. In a whole Bible, I was speaking about a couple of times, what people want the most is security and prosperity. That's what they wanted. That's what they almost never had. Isn't that irony? If you read the whole Bible story, starting from the Eden, I'm not going to tell you everything, but amazing, beautiful, peaceful place that was built by God. And you are connected to earth and the nature one. And you would meet God face to face. Yet, that only lasts just short. After that, they're out of the garden and Adam and Eve had children and they may have built a happy home. No, the elder one decided to kill the younger one. Out of tills. And if you go all the way down, they are building the towers and breaking down. There is blood coming in, killing everybody. And if you go to the story of Abraham, he was 75 and his time is almost done. He's probably making his grave. And his God says, no, you have to leave your father's house and go to different land. And with the hope that you'll have a child. He was 75, his wife was 65. And never have children until he was 100 from his wife. If you go even further, like Joseph's story, Joseph, amazing man. But what happened to him? He was sold by his own brothers. And he became a slave. And he did good, but then he was tricked by his wife of prison guard, and then he was in prison for indefinite time. If you come to Moses, was one. He was thrown into the river seeking a mercy, hopefully. And he was taken by Egyptian princess, and he lived a good life like a prince. For about 40 years, then what happens? He knew he was a Hebrew, so he was defending a Hebrew. He was beaten by Egyptians, and by accident, he killed Egyptian. So he became a killer now. He ran away. He lives far away from his home for 40 years, and he's 80 years old, and suddenly in the mountain, God calls him. You have to go back to my people, and you have to take them out of Egypt. He's 80 years old. He took the job. He didn't want it. He took the job. He took all the people out of and then led them through the desert for 40 years. And he just sees the land and God says, you cannot enter it. Your job's done here. And goes on and on. Bible teaches that's life. And to me that has been true. And we may argue then that what is the point of loving God or praying to God, it is not so much about having what we want as a human. If there is something that's more valuable to it, or actual presence of God may be actually there unseen by us, guiding us, leading us to see what we're supposed to see. This blind man in the story of John is not just a man born blind, but it's the story of all of us in a way. Our eyes could be blinded by many different things, many things. My story, I was sad, I was hurt, I was angry. Those things blinded my eyes. I thought that I'll never be happy. I also thought that my mind will never be calm. Because it was always burning with this anger, and the other side is pain. And they're too big. Sometimes I couldn't even think straight. One story that I shared in our e-newsletter is that it was 1981. It was fall, late fall in Korea. It's cold, actually. Late fall means probably temperatures about 45 degrees in the evening, or a little lower. I was wandering in the street. I had no place to go. I had no money. And I was hungry and cold. I didn't want to go back to the place I left. My story was simply that, you know, my parents divorced. And long story really, really short, mother took me, she could not take care of me, she left me with my grandparents, she never came, and for 5 years, she came to see me. After 5 years, she saw me becoming very dirty and malnutritioned country boy. She cried and cried and said, "Would you like to live with me?" So, what do I say? Sure. Took me and she took me back to the city. But she took me not to her home, but to her aunt's home, and told me that she's married to another man, and he doesn't know me. So I have to live with my aunt, her aunt. And her aunt has a son who was a very monster in my childhood, because I stayed with them 5 years prior before going to grandparents. And he wasn't a good man back then, and he was not changed at all. So I stayed with them a few weeks. I felt, I can't do this. I don't want to live here. Life is horrible, crazy, painful. So I left. Like, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock. I didn't know where to go. I wanted to go back to my grandparents, but I didn't know the way. So I was just walking on the street. It was getting cold, dark, and dangerous. So actually, I found a lumber place, and I was hiding myself in between these piles of lumber and crying. I didn't cry that much, but that night I cried a lot. And whose fault is this? Or what have I done? Or is there, you know, God or something? Why do you curse me this much? No answer, actually. So I was just sitting there, it's getting cold and crying, but suddenly I felt that, you know what, I deserve better than this. And I also felt that, you know what, life is tough. Maybe I can become even tougher than that. Then I can endure this. I'll face all these challenges. Looking back, it was not me thinking. It was something, somebody else was actually present with me and feeding me this courage and hope. that gave me the reason to go back to the house and endure. Kind of sad story. This one doesn't really have a good happy ending that you may see in American movies. Because that uncle was still a horrible uncle. My mother is still married to another man. And my great aunt was having a hard time in her own life. And I was just in the middle there trying to figure out, what am I doing here? Two things that came to me very clear. I shall endure this because it'll end. And second thing was very strange thing, but it was very clear to my head, that is, one day, I will overcome all this and I'll have my peace. That was a very strange thought, but I held on to it. And I was 11, I believe I achieved my peace when I was 30, so about 19 years. And this Indian man, it's a real story, you can check him out actually. He made pathway through a rocky small mountain with a hammer and breaking all the rocks, working for 22 years. So, two things I would like to share with you. Life is life. It comes the way it is. Complaining about it, trying to find somebody to blame about it, doesn't really bring any peace, or any comfort, or any solution. At least, it worked for me that way. The only way that actually brought me peace is I endured the moment, I become stronger, and I became bigger. So my problems became really bigger, smaller. See, like if you put, you can try that in your home. If you try to put a soccer ball into a small cup, can you do that? No, right? But if you bring a soccer ball into this room, how big is the soccer ball? Small little thing. So it's about size of your mind. If you make your mind bigger, all these big problems that was really, really challenging and painful somehow become very small, minor things. They're exactly there and exactly the same. But somehow, for you, they become smaller. That I experienced. And two, our joys as Christians is not from this world, right? Our joy is from above. And our walk is not about what to achieve in this world. It is about walking with the God who is unseen yet present. So how do you acknowledge the presence of God who is with you? One advice that I have, it is not about when you receive what you wanted. It is about the moment you struggled the most, yet you have overcome or you received some inspiration, some strength. That's the moment I'll look back and check, because God was strongly present with you at that moment. And whatever problem we have, it's not your fault. And it's not curse from God. It just happens in the life. And labeling it as good and bad and punishment and curse doesn't help. So may God bless you all in seeking and finding and accepting and living with this obvious yet unseen presence of God. Amen.